Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 22nd of May. The economic data calendar has more sentiment surveys than is good for it. The UK's GfK consumer sentiment data for May showed an improvement against expectations for a decline. This would be a reason for optimism, were it not for the rather inconvenient fact that since the global financial crisis, UK consumer sentiment data has had only the most distant of relationships with economic reality. April retail sales, which is a volume, not a value measure, so does not include oil price increases, was somewhat weaker than had been expected. But the reported pattern of consumption was what was interesting. Auto fuel sales were an especial area of weakness. They were down more than 10% compared to March, and are suggesting that consumers responded to the war by driving less. Working from home is quite common in the UK, and as well as being more economically productive, this obviously reduces fuel demand. What is politely termed variable weather weighed on clothing sales. The German Ifo Business Sentiment Poll is next on the agenda. Business sentiment on this measure has fallen quite sharply from the recent highs that were hit last September. German manufacturing sales have risen 3% in real terms since last September, although they are below pre-pandemic norms. Consumer sentiment actually improved in the latest data in Germany against expectations for a decline. This, again, may just be catching up with reality. German consumer sentiment weakened in 2025 as German consumer spending increased in real terms. It's almost as if consumers say one thing and then do another. We do hear from the ECB's Lagarde today. The recent noise from several ECB members does make it sound like the central bank is preparing to make a policy mistake and raise rates without justification. Whether resistance to that potential policy error is in place will be important for investors. The United States is offering revisions to the Michigan consumer sentiment data. Given the volatility of the news cycle at the moment, there may well be revisions to the numbers. The data is of little direct use, but the difference in views of supporters of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party is worth monitoring. Any sign of disquiet in the Republican camp is likely to have disproportionate importance when it comes to policy setting, especially around things like the affordability crisis. The big increases in gasoline prices in the United States took place in late April and early May, and so those should already be in the data. But the persistence of high oil prices, alongside other soaring costs of high-frequency purchases, may still exert some damage. Republican sentiment is reported to be the weakest since US President Trump was elected, but it is substantially higher than at any time in US President Biden's administration. Democrat sentiment is now less than half what it was during Trump's first term, and it's close to all-time lows. Political independents are reported close to Democrat levels of sentiment now. Sentiment rather than substance is also affecting the oil price. Iran's semi-official news agency did at least give some verification to recent assertions by Trump about the gap between the two sides narrowing. But then additional Iranian statements are keeping enriched uranium and tariffing ships passing through Hormuz pushed oil prices back up again. The ongoing challenge for investors is that Iran holds the cards at the moment, and investors have little way of knowing what those cards are, or even what game the Iranian administration is playing. Trying to weigh risks through interpreting reports in the semi-official media and the release of viral Lego-style videos doesn't really offer that much precision. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.